Hello.
Yeah. This is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and this survey is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
I am.
And are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And how likely are you to vote in this November's election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely?
100%. I will vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Or, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his quick leadership and open borders are hurting America.
Number one.
Okay. Now, can you please mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? The first one is Lauri Bacow.
I don't know.
Okay. The next one is Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Don Davis.
Favorable.
And is that very or somewhat favorable?
Oh, very.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, got it. The next one is Roy Cooper.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. And the last one is Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Kamala.
Okay. And in this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Josh Stein.
Okay, got it. And in the election for the U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lauri Bacow, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Don Davis.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you please tell me, do you belong to a credit union?
Yes.
Okay. And of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial situation? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab, or check cashing outlet?
Credit union.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Can you please rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? The first one says, Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small business loans because, unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all of their money in their local community, charge lower interest rates, and help small businesses grow to create local jobs.
Okay.
And the options are very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, and negative.
Very positive.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one says, Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy. It is a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington. Again, the same options, very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, and negative.
Very positive. How many more questions?
We are almost half of the survey. This is the longest question. The other are, the following questions are short, I promise.
Well, I mean, I'm going to, stop it now. I mean, it's very clear this is a Democratic, survey with Don Davis trying to inform people, but I really don't need it. And, so you have a good day. Bye bye.
We can program